Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What up, everybody? This is Jason Lee, and this is Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored.
And I'm Jerozlyn, the managing editor at Hollywood Unlocked.
It's your boy Giovanni Watson.
Hola. So before we get any further into the fuckery that is going to be laid out here for you, please subscribe to us on YouTube, Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, and any other place you can find this reckless show. So those of you listening are probably like, where's Melissa Ford? Melissa did show up for work today, but she's just not ready to be on the air. So we respected her need to take some more time off. And, you know, we're sending our thoughts and prayers to her because, you know, recovery is a process.
She did show up and she looks gorgeous.
She looks
very beautiful, but she does need a little bit more time. And she will be back when she has the right time ready.
Yeah. So here we are talking about things that may not matter to any of you. Can I say that I really want to say this, and I know I've said this probably the other day, but I really love our fans. I just have to say, I read every single comment.
Me too.
I read every single comment. Now, some of you are just
mean
mad,
as fuck.
And it's okay. We love you. We love you. You're like the foster kid we can't give back. But for those of you listening to our show that leave comments and that come back and are going through withdrawals because we've been away, I just want to say to you, I really do humbly appreciate your investment in our show, because really, and I mean this, we could not have done this without you.
Yeah, this girl came up to me the other day. She was like, oh my God, Giovanni, my mother loves Hollywood Unlocked. Her mother.
Yeah. I love that.
And she's like, oh my God, can you please just send a video to her from my phone? Send the video from her phone. Aww. And that made me feel good.
You too got a thing with mothers, because my mother got a crush on you too.
What?
It's really weird.
Can I say that people remind me every day. People remind me every day that I'm not a celebrity. That's fine. You know, I always say to people when they say, oh, you know, you're famous. No, I'm recognizable. I know people recognize me, and that's cool. I'm very humble in that regard, and it's cool. But I do have to tell you, like it's so funny when people FaceTime me with their family in the background and how surprised or shocked they are. And people have actually recited conversations that we've had during the show. And so it just makes me feel good that no matter where I am in the world, that I run into people who know the show and that respect the show. And just so you know, we don't always talk directly to you. We talk to each other, but I'm saying directly to you, we appreciate you.
Yo,
we got viewers. Somebody slid my DM from Ireland.
Ireland.
Said, fucking love you, man, from Ireland.
Yeah. Fucking love you, man. And you know they're from Ireland. They said it in that tone.
Man.
Shout out to those of you from Finland. I get people from Finland, from
Africa.
UK. So what I would love for you on this show, if you're listening right now, go into our comments and tell us what you want to see on the show, what you want to see more of, who you want to see this interview. Yeah. Don't tell us how to change, because we can't do that. We've already tried. Right. We've had meetings. We've had consultants. We've had therapy. It ain't going
to
happen.
And to the person who said that I shouldn't be allowed to read because it's offensive. First of all, that's fucking hilarious. That's fucking hilarious. I really can read. My tongue is a little bigger than normal.
I don't think it's your tongue. I think it's that heavy ass mustache. That weighs
First
your
of all,
top
this is
down.
A beard. Okay.
Well, this right here.
Well, you know, I got the Tom Selleck, the Burt Reynolds.
Why don't you cut that off? Aww. You look a lot younger.
You know what? I like the beard.
I like the beard.
I did a poll. I said beard or shave. And 98% of the ladies said keep the beard.
Yeah, I like the beard on Gio.
98% of the ladies. How many of the boys said keep the beard? I'm just saying, because they weren't all ladies that voted.
Oh, but no, the show is so funny because I'm watching the new show. I don't want to throw shade because I know you having dinner with him, but Joe Budden.
I like Joe Budden's new show.
We're
talking about State of the Culture.
Yes, State of the Culture. I love Joe Budden and Remy Ma.
Yeah,
the other two.
Yeah, I'm not sold on them.
And it brings down the energy.
Let me tell you, I'm going to say this now. I'm having dinner with Joe Budden tonight, and this is what I FaceTimed Joe the other day, and I said, why have me and you not worked together yet? Mm-hmm. Like, it just makes no sense.
Talk about beers. That nigga beer come up like right here.
So listen, I said to him a long time ago, me, you, and Charlamagne need to do a show. We call it the King's Court, and we just rule however the fuck we want to rule on the topics.
I'm not mad at that. That's and how I actually do.
No, Joe's a fan of my work. I'm a fan of his work. I love State of the Culture, but I do agree.
Yeah.
With that, with him and Remy, they're carrying
it. I love it. I love Remy. Honestly, she's in her element and people just need to lay off her. She's already done what she needs to do in hip hop. Now she's making other checks. Moves. Okay?
And I haven't seen it.
She's really good on the show.
Is it on? When's it come on?
Let me address one comment that I hear fans say often, and you just said it too, because clearly you're down there with the riffraff.
Do, do, do.
When you say, can you stop making that sound? It's really fucking annoying me. When we talk about name dropping, you know what I struggle with is that I really do live and work.
Be with you,
no, I know you do, because you know that's the lowbrow joke you got of the day. Big deal. Listen, people have to understand that I don't do regular shit. I just don't. I don't do regular shit. I was at the club the other night feeling really regular, and I just left. Because I had no business being there. That's don't like
this
doing regular
too
shit.
Too regular for me.
Listen, I don't do regular shit. So I'm not going to talk about hanging out at, you know, Joe's Fish Pub with Tito. Like, I just don't hang with Tito. I don't know what Tito doing. I just don't do regular shit. But anyway, what people will understand about me is I'm so consumed with Hollywood Unlocked right now that every single conversation I'm having with everybody are people that if I said their name or what we're doing, you'd be like, your name dropping.
I just be playing, bro.
And I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the fans.
Oh, yeah.
They hate, I'm going to say it right now. They hate when I talk about Love and Hip Hop. They hate it. Oh, my God. They say I'm an extra. It's so funny.
That's what we should do. We should talk about right now openly what they hate about us.
So when I was on Love and Hip Hop.
Oh, they hate that.
They hate that. They despise when I say Floyd Mayweather's name. They cannot handle it. And then they don't like when I say Cardi B.
It's because they're living really regular lives.
No, it's not that. It's just that I think that it's easy for people to criticize it. But, the other thing they say that they hate for me is they say, stop making the interview about you. But let me explain my interview style. My interview style is to make you feel relatable to me.
It's like Tyra Banks.
I don't know about that.
Oh, Tyra does that too.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, she did. That
is true. But she came off as a real privileged white girl. She didn't come off as like a nigga from the ghetto. You know what I'm saying?
Isn't she from Compton or something?
Anyway, so when I talk to people, I do try to relate to them because if you see in an interview, they get so comfortable, they start saying all types of shit. Mm-hmm. So if you guys want us to get these interviews and the conversations that we've been getting, we have to be relatable. I can't come here and say, hey, hate your fucking show. I have to bring up the...
Right,
ratchet shit. I was.
What did they say about me? Oh, he can't read. He's stupid. He's creepy.
Definitely call you a creep, and everybody knows you've had to leave the show to go masturbate.
No, I went to go fucking throw up.
Okay.
What else? I think that's all they said about me.
Womanized cheater.
Yeah, that too. But you know the other thing with Melissa being out, what I've seen is how wishy-washy some of our followers are. Like, you hated her on the show
before
the accident, and now you're crying and unsubscribing until she comes back.
But, that's the culture.
That's how they are with all three of us.
Yeah.
When you're here, oh, fuck Jace. Blah, blah. When you're gone, Miss Jace. When I'm gone, oh, Geo Army. When I get back,
you know what we should
fucking
do?
Nigga,
you
can't
know,
read.
You know what we should do? We should just stop doing the show.
No.
I'll say that.
But that's what they're calling people out on in regards to, like, deaths or when something happens to someone. Then there's all this love, but literally just the week before, everyone was saying, tell him Mac Miller, nobody's checking for you, nobody cares. And then when he
I was at Hookah the other day, and they were playing Mac Miller back to forth. And after the third song, I noticed it. I'm like, so I went in there, I said, listen, turn this off. No, they were like, he just died. Exactly.
Turn
but y'all ain't never played this before.
They never. I never heard them play Mac Miller, ever.
I know what you're talking about, too. I've never heard them play that.
Well,
listen, when Project Youngin was here, the whole controversy that he was caught up in
was... that's what he was saying.
And he said, people only care about you when you're dead.
Yeah.
Sad.
But it's more of... I think it's the social media era, because it's like, it's cool. Like, it's cool to write these comments. And I know people... If you saw, it was around the whole Nicki Cardi thing.
I don't want to talk about them. I don't want to bring those girls' names
up. No, I'm just saying.
No, let me tell you why. That has been a headache of mine. I swear to God, I don't want to talk about them. But I understand what you're saying.
The people are writing comments for followers and likes. So they'll come to the popular pages like Hollywood Unlocked, and they'll write these comments so that they can get likes and followers to their page. Mm-hmm. So it's like, do you really care?
Here's another thing people say, and I have no problem being transparent, people. They'll say Hollywood Unlocked is a knockoff Shade Room. Let me say this, people. I personally don't get offended, because I think the Shade Room is highly successful in what they do.
Mm-hmm.
I love Robin at Baller Alert, and I love what they've been able to accomplish. I love what everybody's doing.
Mm-hmm.
I personally don't compare what we're doing to anybody else. This show, There is no other platform online right now that has a show like this. Even if you compare us to The Breakfast Club, no. If we got the same guest that The Breakfast Club got, I think you'd watch our show more.
And we have some great fucking guests.
We do.
But what I'm saying is we're using our Rolodex to get guests.
That's true.
We're not, mm-hmm. we're not, we don't have a booker and a producer.
That's something else that you guys should know. Every guest that you have seen on this show between me, Jason, and Melissa, we all personally know personally and go through our phone.
Mostly me, but.
Get the fuck out of here.
Mostly me.
The biggest one you had up here was Floyd.
Cardi.
Amber.
Cardi.
That's all Jason.
Jennifer.
All right, so moving on.
I had a few good ones too now. You don't hear Access Hollywood saying they're a knockoff TMZ or extra.
It's only around our people.
It's our people.
People, for those of you that are listening that love us, the Geo Army, the Curve Queen followers and the socialites, please combat these negative comments with advice because I believe a little light outweighs the dark.
Amen. Yeah.
And it's so easy to be critical, but I want you on this show, go into the comments and tell us exactly what you would like to see on the show. One thing I would love to figure out is how we can get callers to call in. Can people call in? Should we take some callers?
Take some calls.
All right, caller, what's up? Who is this? This is Jason Lee.
Jason Lee, how you doing? This is Kendrick Carter.
Who?
Kendrick Carter.
Hi, Kendrick Carter. What are we talking about? What's up?
What's going on? How you doing?
I'm good. So go ahead. We're taking callers for the first time. Yeah. Not the first time, but we're trying something new. So go ahead. Tell us what you want to talk about, and then we're going to answer you.
Okay. Well, how do you guys feel about the Cardi B and Nicki beef?
Oh, my God. I literally just said that I'm
no
so
more Cardi, Nicki
over
beef
asking
talk.
Or talking about it. I'm over it. I want everybody to get along. I need peace and unity. Mm-hmm.
So thank you for calling, Kendrick Carter. I love you, man.
Yeah. All right, man.
Peace.
That's the first question you got.
Okay, Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored. State your beef.
Ah, what?
Go ahead. This is Jason. What's up?
State what?
Your beef. What's going on? Ask us a question.
I don't know. You just told me to call into the show, and I called.
What's your name?
Mariah.
Hey, Mariah.
Okay,
how you
doing? Do you watch our show faithfully?
Yes, I do, and I'm so mad you didn't drop two episodes this past week. I've been at work bored and ain't had nothing to watch.
Okay, well, now you're no longer bored. You're actually on the air talking to us. So tell us, what is bothering you today? Anything? Tell us something.
No, ain't nothing bothering me. It's a nice Friday. I'm in Grand Rapids,
Michigan.
Where Floyd is from.
I know that's right.
Okay, well, listen, thank you for watching the show. Keep supporting us and keep tuning in. Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored, how can we help you?
Oh, is this the radio station?
You just called us, didn't you?
Yeah.
This is Jason Lee.
Is this Jason Lee?
It is. Yeah.
And Giovanni and Jerosalyn.
Oh! Hey, what's happening? What's happening?
Hey, Jason Lee.
Aw. Hi. So what's going on? Let's talk about something because you're on the radio.
Yeah, my daughter's infatuated with you. I just don't know how to handle it.
Oh, I'm gay. You ain't got to worry about it.
You didn't know that about him?
Where are you guys?
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry.
Where are you guys from?
I'm sorry. Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Oh, wow. Oh,
okay. So have you watched our show before?
She has, but I haven't. But I'm going to check it out now just to see what you guys are talking about.
Wait, how old is your daughter?
My daughter's 12.
Oh, bless her. God. And she likes and Jason Lee?
And she's watching our show? Oh, my God.
She loves Jason Lee.
Oh, well, listen, Jason Lee led the kids, too, in a real positive, productive, and legal way. Thank you for watching our show. And always listen.
Thank you for that.
And always listen to your father because, you know, I ain't had my father in my life. So to have your daddy in life is a good thing.
Very important. But keep doing that good father work, brother.
No doubt.
All right, cool.
You just wanted me to call you just to give you a thumbs up, man. So I'll be watching your show now to see what you're talking about.
Please do.
Can I have your number?
No, you can't have my number, but you can hit me on Instagram and watch the show. Keep calling in. All right, Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored. What's up?
Hey, I love the show.
Okay. How you doing?
Where are you calling from?
Detroit.
Midwest in the building. What's up,
man?
A lot
of Midwest.
So are you a Jason Lee, are you a Jason Lee fan or a Geo fan?
Yes, I'm everybody's fan. It's Melissa Ford. I love everybody.
Okay, thank you. Well, that's good. You're definitely not controversial. Why are you calling from a prison line? Why do you keep hearing that beat?
No, I don't know. I had you on speaker. I just took it off.
Okay, so you're from Detroit. Who's winning, Eminem or MGK?
Eminem, because I was just in the video. So Eminem, of course.
Oh, you were in the video. What were you doing?
What was it? The Lucky You video.
Oh, so you had on the mask with the eyes on your face?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good That's video cool. with Joyner Lucas.
That was a cool video. Were you guys all really there, or did they use some special effects to make it look like there were a lot more people there?
Ooh, you're getting personal.
Okay, well, look, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
God bless.
Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored. What's up?
Hi.
Hey,
hi.
Baby. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good.
Don't say hi, baby. How you doing? You don't know her. This could be a woman of God in the car with her husband and child.
That's true.
I am a woman of God. Let him know, Jace.
That's what I'm talking about. Ain't it a shame that I know how to treat women better than him?
It is.
Okay,
so we lost a good one.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from South Florida.
Hey.
So that means you have a gun in the car.
No, I don't.
Okay, so
I'm not a fan of guns, actually.
What do you want to talk about? Bring something up and let's go.
How do you feel about all the bad flack that Florida gets whenever something happens? They say,
Everyone says everyone from Florida is crazy and we always doing dumb stuff.
I mean, that's you guys do have Kodak Black.
Pardon?
Y'all do have Kodak Black and y'all did let them kill XXX.
And George Zimmerman got away.
Poor Trayvon Martin. Shout out to him.
Listen. There's actually a building called Zimmerman. I hate even driving past.
Wow.
We have nothing to do with that. You can't hold us all accountable for Kodak Black and XXX.
That's we need true. Better representation. We're going to send Hazel E down there.
Oh, no.
Well, thank you for calling, love.
Keep her, please.
All right. Well, thank you for the love.
Keep her,
Hollywood
please.
Unlocked Uncensored. What's up?
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Yes, hey, I'm calling in.
Okay, talk to me. What's up?
I'm from Philly. What's up?
You from Philly?
Damn, I love your accent.
How many kids
do you... We got an accent.
Wait.
People always say people in Philly got an accent. We got accent.
Wait, but yes. do you work at a group home, or are those all your children in the background?
Oh, you got jokes.
You got jokes.
Okay.
Oh, that is...
Okay. I got an issue with y'all.
What's up?
What's the issue?
Well, y'all post my video... Next time y'all post my motherfucking video, y'all got to at me or something. Y'all can't just be...
What video? What video?
I was the girl that went viral and snatched her clothes off at Dunkin' Donuts. And I'm like, that's not right.
Wait. What were you doing in Dunkin' Donuts?
I went on there and snatched my clothes off.
Why are you whispering now? You in church?
You snatched your clothes off.
When did that video go viral? Was that last year?
This year I went viral World Star 2 times this month.
Oh, well, you're doing good then.
You're doing good. That's good. But let us know. We'll tag you to the video.
Yeah, we will definitely credit you the next time you go pull all your clothes off in Dunkin' Donuts.
Star Bennett. That's when I just wrote my name on your we were cute and red too.
Send us a link to the video and
okay,
we'll
cool.
tag you.
We'll check it out. Thank you. Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored. What's up?
Hi. Oh, my gosh. Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Jason. Hey, Gio.
Hey, girl. How you doing? Jerosalyn's here, too.
She don't know who I am.
Hi, Jerosalyn. I'm sorry. Hey, girl.
So where are you calling from?
I am in Seattle right now. I know you've never been here before.
I've never been to Seattle, but that's I do want to come to Seattle. I love Seattle.
You should. It's gorgeous.
I heard the really suicide rate is really high over there, though.
The who?
The suicide rate is really high over there because of the weather.
Oh, yeah, there is something called Seattle depression. So, you definitely have to, watch out for that.
I mean, we're in the high of saying hello and went straight to suicide rates. Like, damn.
I just want to know.
That's, the only thing
anyway,
you really know about Seattle.
He's a comedian, not a journalist. So, what's up? What are we talking about? What's on your mind?
Let's talk about where you guys have been, because I missed you guys so much these past couple weeks.
Okay, so I had food poisoning.
I really missed you guys.
I had food poisoning. Melissa was out. Gio couldn't handle the show on his own. And so, we took 2 weeks off.
First off, I was sick as well, my queen.
We didn't want to, we didn't want to leave the audience in reckless hands. So, not that Gio's hands are reckless, because Gio was sick too. So, we would have been by ourselves.
Yeah, I'm glad you guys were able to, get a break, though. Hope you guys, come back like running. So I'm super excited.
Yes, we are back. We have 4 new shows coming in, then we have more interviews coming next week. So thank you for the kind words and the support. Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored, what's up?
Hey, what's up, man?
Oh, Lord. Are you high?
Low key.
All right, so what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Anthony, and I'm calling from Las Vegas right now. I can't believe I got through with you guys.
How old are you?
25.
Okay. Okay, so dateable. So talk to us. What's on your mind?
Oh, shit. How do you guys feel about the crazy people out here saying that Ariana Grande is to blame for Mac Miller's death?
Well, I won't say. I just feel like that Mac went through a very deep depression after she left him. We don't know what those two had together and, you know, behind closed doors. But I do know, as a man who has messed up multiple times and lost the love of my life, how gravely hard it is to deal with a breakup, especially once you look up and not only a few months later, she's engaged to another man. So I think he just couldn't handle it. But I wouldn't say she's the one to blame. I just think she was a part of the pain that caused him to get to this tragic end.
That was a good answer. And, you know, I agree with you. I think it's easy to blame people. But welcome to Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored. What's up?
Yo, the way y'all hang out.
Hi, Jason.
Hi. Who is this? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from West Philly.
Born and raised?
Born and raised.
On the playground.
On the playground where you spend most of your days.
What's up?
So corny.
Super.
All right, so what are we talking about?
Well, I just got on Instagram, and I seen you were live. So I went to your live, and I seen a phone number, and I called, and now here we are.
Okay, so tell us, what do you like about our show, and what do you hate about our show?
Well, I wouldn't say hate, but I do think that you guys are pretty mean to my good brother over there.
Who, Gio?
Yeah.
Thank you, baby. So, I appreciate that,
so
my queen.
So what do you think that we do that's mean to Gio?
Y'all be putting him on the spot, like, all the time.
Thank you, my queen.
And just making him sound like he don't know what he's talking about. And I'd be like, oh, poor little Gio.
Thank you, my
like
queen.
In the corner.
Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate that it's unfortunate most of the time we do that. He doesn't know what he's talking about. But look, Gio is a tough guy. I mean, he has strength of a king to sit here every day. He holds his own. And, you know, his contribution is to the show is the person in the audience that don't know what the fuck they're talking about. And and so I take my time to teach my brother, you know.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you. What's your name again, queen?
Janaea,
thank you so much for coming to bat for your boy. I love you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Howdy, man. Listen, you know we've been trying to get healthier lives with everybody here at Hollywood Unlocked. So I've changed my whole way of eating. So I've signed up with Green Chef. Green Chef is a USDA certified organic company that includes everything you need to make an easily cooked, delicious meal that you can feel great about. All
and
right.
Can I tell the people what I really love about it? And yeah. This is amazing. Green Chef is a USDA certified organic company. And what I love about them is that there's healthier, wholesome food there that gives you just a real high quality and sustainable source feeling. And I love, love, love it. And, you know, there's so many different types of programs that there's the meals include paleo, vegan, vegetarian, keto, gluten-free, omnivore, and carnivore. So if you like meat or you like plants, it's all there.
Recipes are quick and easy with step-by-step instructions, chef tips, and photos to guide you along the way to make it easier for you as well.
Now, I personally like the roasted chicken and the rice. That's my favorite recipe to make, and I've made it several times, and I love my chicken and rice because it's just simple. And throw a green in there, and boom, you got
the cilantro.
All right, so listen, we're going to tell people right now, all of our followers, all the listeners that hear the sound of our beautiful, healthier voices, here's how you can get your Green Chef.
Your Green Chef right now, Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored listeners. You could get $50 off your first box. Just go to greenchef.us/unlocked. Okay? That's $50 off your first box. greenchef.us/unlocked.
Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored. You're on the air. What's up?
Hello.
What's up?
Hi.
Hi.
Do you know who I am?
No.
Do you want to know who I am?
Nah, this shit sound freaky.
Okay, listen, you're like the little fucking kid from the Carrie movie. You
sound like Teddy Perkins.
Who are you?
I'm a person.
This got to be Royce Bell.
Hold on. We going to have to click out in a minute because we're not about to do no funny shit. Like next.
Jason hung up on me. Well, we have to get through these calls, people.
Do you want to say anything else? Hollywood Unlocked. Oh,
South Africa in the building.
Did we get any good calls out of that?
Yeah, I think the one, the kid in Vegas who's high as fuck, he actually asked a good question and Gio gave an amazing answer.
Somebody said the way we hung up was wrong.
It really was. Cole over here, you need some practice.
No,
Cole.
He does what Jason says.
Cole is helping. Cole is right. Here's my defense. We're learning how to take calls.
Yes, this is Jason's first time taking live callers, so he's going to practice. I'm about to kill my...
Next
time. Yeah, they're not given a chance to do a pass off. Y'all just banging it on the fence.
Okay, we have another call. We have some calls. Hollywood Unlocked. I have a cough drop in my mouth. What's up?
Hey, Jason. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
What are we talking about?
I have two things.
Okay.
One, I love you. And
I love you
two,
too.
I just published my book, and I want to know how I can get it to you.
Okay, so you have to DM the Hollywood Unlocked page, and Alyssa will tell you what to do.
Okay, I did. I didn't get a response.
Okay, uh-huh. She's sitting right here. She will respond.
She'll respond right now. She's sitting looking right at us.
What else?
Okay. All right, and then I noticed that you posted the Beyonce thing. Do you believe it? Do you believe that's true?
No. You're talking about the drummer who said that Beyonce casted spells on her for sexual molestation. Listen, I know Kim, the drummer. I've known her for several years. I'm not going to speculate on her mental health status, but I've always felt that she was a little ticky, ticky, boom, boom.
Okay.
So, no, okay. I don't believe it. I mean, listen, if Beyonce wants to cast a spell of sexual molestation on me, I'm open for it. But I don't believe she did it.
So. Okay.
Well, thank you for calling. Well, and make sure you send your information and we'll be in touch. Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored. What's up? Hello?
Hey.
Turn your Pornhub off. What's up?
Can y'all guys hear me?
Yeah, yes. What's going on?
Oh, I'm just calling. I see y'all on the line. Y'all think we're going to call up on this line.
Is this Mama D? Is this Mama D?
No, this is me in spirit.
This is Lynn Spirit?
Yeah.
Oh God. Oh God.
Lynn. First of all, Lynn Spirit. Gio was just telling us how he wanted you to give him some head.
Oh, Jason.
Oh my God.
Jason.
Who was giving head?
No. Gio was
Gio did not say nothing.
He was saying how he wanted you to give him head, all gums, no teeth. Remember Lynn Spirit?
You know this red velvet.
Yes, you pranked me with him.
Remember Lynn Spirit?
Yeah, I remember you told me to call him or whatever. I was so nervous. I didn't know what to say.
I wish I could find that video still.
So, Lynn.
I think I got it in my email somewhere.
Shit's hilarious.
Oh, I'm sure we can dig that up again for memories.
So,
what's up, Lynn? What's up, Lynn? What are we talking about?
We talking about this new video that's went viral, you know, with the hotel.
Which video?
I had this video yesterday, I think, and it went viral when I was
bald-headed in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Oh God.
we need to put that up. Go to Lynn's account and see the bald-headed in the kitchen.
Now that if you want to laugh, then that is a gag right there.
How do you come up with these crazy ass videos? Because I feel like you just be doing the crazy.
That's a good question. You know, because I just been like thinking like, what can I do? So I just try to leak those to the internet, and I just try to find something that ain't nobody done, and I just try to repeat it.
Well, listen, if you give Gio head, that's something that ain't been done online.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
All right, Lynn, it was good talking to you. We're going to see who else is here on the line. Keep in touch. We're going to post
Lynn.
That video.
All right, guys.
All right. Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored. What's up?
Oh, my God. Hi, Jason.
Hi. What's your name?
My name is Q Kenya. Kenya, like the country.
Okay, and where are you calling from?
I'm definitely from Barbados. I'm calling from New York in Brooklyn.
Shout out to Brooklyn. I was just out there in, where was I in Brooklyn? What was that park called? Green something.
Greenboroughs.
Greenport?
It was something else. But anyway, what's up?
Nothing. I just wanted to call and say hi, and I love you guys so much.
Oh, thank you.
How's Melissa Ford?
She's doing better. I mean, she was here today and was going to do the show, but wasn't really feeling 100% and left. So we're praying for her recovery and that she come back soon.
Okay, cool. Because we miss her. Well, I know I miss her.
We all do.
Well, we'll make sure we pass that word along. And thank you so much for calling and keep watching the show. Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored.
Hey, how you doing, Jason?
I'm good. How are you? Who are you and where are you calling from?
My name is Mabel, and I'm from Camden, New Jersey.
Nice. Okay, I love
and
Jersey.
And I wanted to tell you that I love everything you do. I'm a fan.
Thank you.
And I got a question for you.
What's up?
Is there something in life that you don't have already that you wish to have, or you have everything that you desire already?
That's a great question. Finally, we got a good question. Okay. Is there anything in my life that I desire that I don't have? Abs.
Oh, you like to eat, huh?
But I'm working. It's not even just liking to eat. It's just, you know, I need to be more active. I need to eat earlier and better. And I mean, our food, you know, when you got money, the steak is a little rich. There's potatoes. You don't need the potatoes. Leave the potatoes off the plate.
Right.
And then, you know, come to Jersey and New York, you find myself in the Heights eating beans, rice, and fucking chicken all the time. That shit don't help either.
Well, I'm cooking now. I wish you was close. I would have given you some soup.
What about me? Shit.
Well, first of all, she's talking to me because she loves me. Thank you. Okay. All right. Well, listen, thank you so much for calling. And if you find a cute Dominican out there that you need me to meet, go on and slide it in my DM, okay? That's how we work together.
God bless.
All right, God bless.
Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored. What's up?
Hey. How are you?
Haste for horses and cows like you.
What's up? How you doing? Thank you for calling in.
Doing well. How are you? On a serious note, though, I did want to see how Melissa Ford is doing.
Melissa Ford is doing well. She came in, reported for work today, but she's still not quite where we know Melissa should be. So she went home, and she'll be back as soon as she's 100%.
Oh, well, I'm praying for her to heal and to come back soon, because I definitely miss her on Hollywood Unlocked.
Thank you. We'll make sure we pass along the message. Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored, what's up?
Hey, Jason. Hey, Gio.
Hey, how you doing, Quinn?
Hi.
Good. How are you guys?
We're awesome. Good. How are you?
Good.
So what did you want to talk about?
I had a question for you guys. Like, aside from the Tank interview, the T.S. Madison interview, and the Jennifer Lewis interview, who's your guys' favorite interview?
Jennifer Lewis.
She took out Jennifer Lewis.
No, she said Jennifer Lewis.
She said accept, though. You can't say that.
Oh, you said accept Jennifer Lewis?
Yeah, don't say Tank.
You can't say
Lewis.
No. Oh. Yeah. Jennifer Lewis, T.S. Madison, or Tank.
Yeah. On the show, I would say I enjoyed the Amber Rose interview because it was out of conflict and we were able to find some peace through that. I love my Khalees interview outside of the show.
Mine would have to be the Bo Casper Smart one, just to see him and Jason argue. That was hilarious.
Yeah, Jason, I sent you a message like, can you please like bring Casper back? Because that was so good.
Listen, Casper was actually one of the few people I reached out before I did the show because I knew Casper would be a good person to be able to have that different point of view with. But yeah, I know Casper will definitely be back. Who else would be interviewed?
I watched him on the challenge.
You said my two favorite.
So it was really nice seeing him.
Yeah, for sure.
My favorite is Khalees and K. Michelle.
K. Michelle, that was good. I thought Bow Wow was entertaining, honestly. I mean, people didn't really like
that. I've never seen that one. I want to hear for that.
It was a good interview.
Hey, Jason, I actually watched that interview an hour ago over again for like the third time.
But the Bow Wow?
Yep.
Well, listen, thank you for your support. And please share it with friends and let people know about it, that you know they can call in and write in and say whatever. Just keep watching the show, but we appreciate your support.
Thank you.
Oh, and Law.
Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored.
Hi, Jason.
Hi.
Oh, my God. I love you. I can't believe you really answered.
Well, you called. What am I supposed to do? Put you in voicemail? We ain't got no voicemail over here. Where you calling from?
I had a busy signal the first time I called. I'm calling from Philadelphia.
It's a lot of Phillies in here today. Phillians, whatever.
Yeah, man. We in here.
What are we talking about?
I wanted to say that I love the K. Michelle interview. Like, I'm late. I just watched it. But, oh, my God, it was so great. It was, like, the best interview I watched in a long time because it was just so real. Mm-hmm. Like, I love Jason interviews because he don't be scared to ask the questions that we actually want to know.
Well, I was scared when Boot Gang was here.
But I bet you was. He pulled that gun out on y'all. But y'all took it better than me.
But listen, you know, I
probably would have left the station.
They don't
pay me enough for this.
I don't pretend to be the best interviewer, but my style is just to try to ask the questions that I know people want to know. And, you know, thank God we have relationships with most of these people and they answer them.
Yes, and I love K. Michelle for just being K. Michelle. She's open. She's just so honest. Mm-hmm. But I had something else I wanted to say.
Go ahead now.
Can we get fake Bobby Brown up to the station. Can you give him my phone number?
Wait, hold on. You talking about my good friend Woody McClain? We're not gonna call him fake Bobby Brown.
Oh my God. Woody
McClain, he's a great friend of mine.
That is so funny.
So we are working on, we are getting Woody McClain on the show. As soon as he's back done with his press tour from the Bobby Brown film, he's gonna be here.
When he gets there, y'all make sure that y'all tell him that Millie from West Philly loves him, okay?
Well, just so you know, I've also invited the real Bobby Brown here, too. Maybe we get them both together.
Oh, my God. Yes, that would be so cool. I love Bobby Brown. That's my uncle in my head. Like, when I meet people, I tell them all the time.
Well,
like,
listen.
Bobby Brown's my uncle.
When your uncle in your head comes on the show, you be sure to tune in. And thank you so much. Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored.
Oh, my goodness. What a surprise. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Can you guys hear me well?
Loud and clear, like you talking straight out of a laboratory closet.
Well, hello, Jason. Hi, Giovanni.
How you doing, my queen?
Quit calling all these women your queen. They not your queen. They
women
not
are queens.
They,
all women but, are queens, no, Jason. Hold
on. They are, but they don't belong to you.
Houseway.
I'll take the queen. I'll take it. Thank you.
Go ahead. What are we talking about?
Well, you know what? I just lost my grandmother Sunday.
I'm sorry.
And I am a huge, huge fan of you all's work. I enjoy your show. I love the topics. I love the banter. I love everything about it. And tomorrow is her funeral. And this is my first time ever doing something like this. But when I saw that you all had your number up there, I was just like, let me talk to some good people so I can cheer myself up. I mean, we're not sad. She lived 94 long, wonderful years. Wow. So it's more of a celebration, but I just wanted to talk to some good people today.
Well, thank you so much.
Well, thank you for calling us. And what was your grandmother's name?
Cornelia. She had an old school name. She was so old, she didn't have a middle name.
Amelia?
Cornelia.
Like okay. Cornelius, but mm-hmm. a woman. Cornelia.
Okay, well, listen, 94 years, that's a blessing. That's amazing. I mean, sure, there's people out here dying at 25, 26 years old.
That's true.
I know. I just, my cousin and I did her makeup and jewelry and her hair today, and it was just such a blessing and an honor to have that closure.
You did your grandmother's makeup. Your grandmother's makeup today?
Yes, this morning.
How did that feel? How was that experience?
It was an honor. It was an honor. I helped take care of her with my mother for the past 4 years of her life.
Okay.
Along with my two children who are now 11 and 13, and she died right here at home peacefully, and she looks 20 years younger when we went to go do her makeup. It's amazing. I'm blessed.
Well, I will tell you this, that takes a lot of strength and courage because my grandmother did that on my mother, her daughter, and I still to this day can't fathom how she did that. So,
you know, I said the same thing when my cousin did her mom's, but after having that time with my grandmother, if God sees it that my mom goes before I do, it would be an honor. I'm very blessed to have the family that I have, the foundation of love and understanding of how God works to not be afraid of death, but to, you know, just celebrate and to keep living and live the shit out of life.
I know that's right.
I know that's right.
Well, you made our day. How about that?
She really
did. And
Oh, my gosh. I love you guys so much. And blessings to Melissa. Keep up the great work. I think darn near every episode.
Who's your favorite out of the three?
Nuh-uh, we're not gonna do that. We're not gonna do that because you know what? Listen, this is what people have to understand about the show and what I hope when I create the show. It's not always about controversy. You know, the girl just asked us a minute ago who was our favorite interviews. One of our favorite interviews was me interviewing Barry. You know, the guy who was homeless and, you know, just recently passed away.
Yeah.
You know, being able to have
you know what?
Yeah, go ahead.
I can't even think. Oh my gosh. Of course, everyone loves Tank. That episode, of course, is like one of the number one. I really enjoyed, you know what? A surprising one for me was the one with A1 and
Hitmaker.
Yeah, it was positive. That was really surprising to me. I didn't think I would be that excited to watch it.
Well, listen, we appreciate hearing from people who actually watch the show. We started this with an idea, and it's just gravitated to people actually listening to it, and it means a lot because we do put a lot into the show in terms of energy and excitement, and we hope that it somehow, you know, touches people. But, you know, your story of courage and strength today to be able to get through tomorrow is hopefully going to impact somebody, too. So thank you for calling and sharing that with us.
God bless you so
thank
much.
You. so much. God bless you all.
All right, thank you.
Bye bye.
All right, that was good. I like that.
Yeah,
that was
a good one. Yeah, I really did like that call.
Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored.
Huh? He said, huh? Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, this is Alex from Bloomington, Delaware.
How you doing there, Allison? From
I was just in Delaware. I went to the trap stock.
Yeah, you were. I know. I just was watching you live, and I really didn't have a question, but I remembered you from Patience and Cardi, and I wanted to call and say hi.
Oh, okay. Well, hello. Nice to meet you again. Were you at trap stock?
No, I wasn't able to make it this year, but I've known Patience for a while, and I saw that you came and supported. But I've been watching y'all show on YouTube for a while, and I really like it, and I just wanted to call and show my support.
Thank you so much. Queen. I appreciate it. Let me let Patience know. I'm going to call. She's in Milan right now, but I have to call her later, and I'm going to tell her that Wilmington, Delaware showed up and showed out today. Thank you. Next caller, yeah. Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I just want to say hello to everyone. Hello, Gio.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. I do have a question for you guys, personal question.
Shoot.
Okay.
But not too personal.
That's all right.
So recently, my ex, he just hit me up, and he was telling me, you know, to apply for a job that he works at.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like,
he might just be trying to get you back. He want to be closer to you.
Is it her ex or her current boyfriend?
Her ex.
Or it's your ex. Oh, hell no, don't go to his job. You don't want to have to run into... Okay, this is what I say to people all the time. Life does not go in reverse. You do not want to go there and have to look at the stepping stone that God put in front of you to get to the next nigga. That, no, don't do that.
Anwar. Yeah. Well, it's up to you. Pray on it. I mean, tell him not to... I don't know what you're going to do, man, but if he's your ex, sound like he's trying to get a little bit closer to you again.
It depends on the job. I don't care. If my ex work at like a top like news station and I want a job in media, I'm taking the job if he could get me in there.
So if I hired your ex here at Hollywood Unlocked...
No, see, that's different. I'm already right,
exactly.
Here.
No. Which, well, what do you feel like? What do you want to do? What does your spirit tell you? Because women's intuition knows more than anything.
I low-key want to take the job, but I want to move on because I'm interested. You know, I've been in L.A. for like 2 months. By the way, Gio, when are we hanging out? But that's a side note.
Okay.
Hey, slide in my DMs after this.
Please don't slide in the DMs.
You know who this is.
Who?
Anyway. So I've been in LA for about 2 months and I do want to take the job, but I'm moving on from someone else and I just don't want him to just be in my life like that. Like I want to move on, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
So then, yeah. No.
Yeah.
Don't take it.
Move on. Don't do it. Yeah, don't. Thanks for
calling. Slide in my DM so I know who you are.
No.
Alrighty. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thanks.
Do it.
Do we have another caller? We all have our favorite photos, and there's a lot that we cherish and adore. And so here's a question. Wouldn't you love to see those special photos that are sitting in your phone or computer posted on your wall?
That would be amazing. Tell us about it, Jason. You got any personal stories about that?
Listen, I got Canvas people, one of our sponsors here, that sent me a free link to be able to get their stuff. I actually used it and put a picture from the Dominican Republic on my wall.
Oh, that's beautiful.
In my bedroom. So Canvas people transforms your photos into beautiful, unique, museum quality canvases that are easy to hang and make fabulous home decor. So what I love about the photo I chose is it shows the beautiful beach in Boca Chica and right at the sunset. And I got that in the trees and a nice little Dominican with a parrot.
And by the way, right now, Canvas people will give today's listeners an 11 by 14 canvas at $69.99 value for free. That's right, free. Just pay shipping. Visit canvaspeople.com. Upload your photo and enter this special code. You already know it. Unlock.
People, how much is it going to be cost?
It's going to be free.
If they just go to the website and just do what?
Upload a picture.
Okay.
And use our code. Unlocked.
All right. So ordering is so easy. And I was really impressed by how easy it was to order it. And when my canvas arrived, it was light. It wasn't heavy at all. You know, I got the lower back problems. And durable, easy to hang. And I love how it looks in my house, in my bedroom.
All right. Well, some photos just belong where you can't see. Let me do that one time.
No, don't read. Don't you sit down? No. You know, because the rest of my house is laid out. I was looking for cool ways to decorate my bedroom, and I found a way. It was Canvas people. They gave me that canvas, and I put it up there. Now I look like I'm sitting on the beach in Boca Chica. Anyway, so I know you're gonna love Canvas. I know you're gonna love Canvas people. And I have a special code that you can now get that 1114 Canvas People print for free. And again, this is a $69.99 value. All you have to do is pay shipping and handling. So tell them how to get it, Gio.
All right. To get your own 11x14 canvas, just visit canvaspeople.com. That's CanvasPeople.com. And use our code UNLOCKED. All right. That's UNLOCKED.
Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored. What's up?
Oh, my God. Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
This is Sierra. I'm calling from Mississippi. I know before you said your father was from here, Jason. I was wondering, do you have family here, and would you ever come here?
You know what? I would come there if I was booked for something. I don't know my family that's in Mississippi, and my dad and I don't talk that often, so I don't know anything about Mississippi.
How you don't even know how to spell it.
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. Shut up. I went to school, Gio.
Okay, so you would never, like, come for a family reunion and get to know your people here?
You know what? My family... We haven't had a family reunion in Mississippi. If we had one, I mean, it would be a reason for me to be there. But, yeah, I haven't had a reason to be in Mississippi. I'm not opposed to coming to Mississippi.
Okay.
Cool.
Well, it's good to know.
Should I come to Mississippi?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Well, maybe one day I'll find my way out there. What is in Mississippi?
Okay. It's really about the people here. We really don't have too much to do. And because of that, we're more into family.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that how you are with your family, so that's why I was encouraging you to meet your southern family, because no one is more hospitable than we are.
Yeah, if my family moves our family reunion to Mississippi, I will come.
Okay.
Okay.
I hope you do.
Well, thank you so much. Nice to meet you.
Thank you, love.
Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored, what's up?
Hello.
Hello.
Is this Jason?
Yes, it is.
I've been calling like 5 times. Well, oh, I was just calling to say I love the show. I think I've seen almost everyone, if I haven't seen everyone.
What's your favorite show?
Probably the one with Cody and the homeless guy with Barry.
Everybody loved that. Yeah.
What do you think about the Tank interview? I feel like everybody loves the Tank interview.
The Tank interview was funny. I learned a lot of stuff that I did not know.
Yeah, I did too.
I did not know my niece was that crazy.
I did too.
I kind of like the crazy though, but that's just me. I think my favorite one, probably besides the Cody interview, was K Michelle, only because I'm from Memphis. K Michelle and Dime.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, that was a those were interviews. Okay, so listen, thank you so much for watching the show. Did you have a question or did you want to talk about a topic?
No, I just wanted to tell you guys that you're awesome. Like, I just love y'all. I'm watching Gio on live right now.
Oh.
You said you watching us online right now?
No, she's watching you online.
I'm on your live right now.
Oh, what's up?
Anyway, well, thank you for calling.
Thank you, Mark. Oh, hater. Hater.
Listen.
Thank you, whoever you were. Thank you so much for the compliment.
Turn your live around. No, we're not doing that.
Thank you so much for that, love. Hate Naz. Let's go.
Okay, is there any more callers? That's it. All right, well, listen, people. We've done all we could do today. We've talked about everything we could talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So that was something new here. If you guys want us to do that again, drop it in the comments below. It was fun. I want to talk to the people. But I think we need to structure it in a way where they call in with topics.
Yeah. We'll do that.
Socialite sound off. Boom.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Socialite sound off. The socialite sound off. So we could call in
that
and
was
you
good.
Say whatever you want to say. Okay. All right. Well, listen, everybody, that's been it. That's the show. We hope you loved it. We hope you enjoyed it. If you didn't, I'm sure you're going to tell us. Oh, one more thing. Did you hear about the game Fortnite has caused over 200 divorces?
Is that real?
Yes. But that's for when you're with a dude that's addicted to video games, because he was already on the video games when he was taking you on dates.
That's
so those are red flags, ladies. You want to just pay attention to those things, because that's always been a thing with me. I can't date no grown man.
Two of the guys I was talking to, all they do all day long is
play
Fortnite.
Video games.
Fortnite. Video games. Fortnite. What the hell is going on with Fortnite?
That's corny.
Well, there's one guy that's making like close to like $400,000 a month.
Yeah, but if you're not that guy. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like...
He's like, Drake is like, was begging to play this guy. Like, this dude is super, you know what I'm talking about, probably. Yeah, he's fucking rich as shit.
Oh, the famous, the one who actually, what's his name? Ninja. He's probably even Drake shouted him out. Mm-hmm. Travis Scott, like, he built a brand for himself. So if you're not Ninja,
get your ass.
Okay, get your priorities together.
The three things I don't do that if I did do, I would have more niggas is play basketball, smoke weed, and play video games.
I would play video games more if I had the time, because I used to really love playing video. Yeah, I play games on my phone.
Jerusalem don't got no time to play games.
I don't have no time.
Anytime anything goes wrong in Hollywood Unlocked, I call Jerusalem. What is going on?
Yes.
She'd be like, I'm in therapy right now.
I'm trying to smoke weed and play Cookie Jam, but I literally don't have time. So when I get like 5 minutes and it's in between posting, I'll go play my little games on my phone. But I don't got time for Fortnite.
Well, today was amazingly fun, guys. It was really good.
We love you all, but we have to go. Goodbye.
Bye.